It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 14th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American philosopher and academic Alan Bloom, who was born in Indianapolis in 1930. He taught at Cornell, the University of Toronto, Tel Aviv, Yale, and the University of Chicago, and he championed the idea of a great books education and became famous for his criticism of contemporary American higher education, with his views being expressed in his best-selling 1987 book, The Closing of the American Mind. Bloom was born to second-generation Jewish parents who were both social workers. As a 13-year-old, he read a Reader's Digest article about the University of Chicago and told his parents that that's where he wanted to go. His parents thought it was unreasonable and did not encourage his hopes. Yet when the family moved to Chicago in 1944, his parents met a psychiatrist and family friend whose son was enrolled in the University of Chicago's Humanities Program for gifted students. In 1946, Bloom was accepted into the same program. He started his degree at the age of 15 and spent the next decade of his life enrolled at the University of Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood. Thus began his lifelong passion for the idea of the university. His education was a long process of self-discovery. An idea that Bloom would later write seemed impossible to conceive of for a Midwestern American boy. He graduated from the University of Chicago with a bachelor's degree at the age of 18. For postgraduate studies, he enrolled in the university's Committee on Social Thought, where he went on to write his thesis on Isocrates. His tutors remembered Bloom as an energetic and humorous student, completely dedicated to studying the classics, but with no definite career ambitions. The committee was a unique interdisciplinary program that attracted a small number of students due to its rigorous academic requirements and lack of clear employment opportunities after graduation. Bloom earned his Ph.D. there in 1955. The seed for The Closing of the American Mind was planted 5 years earlier in an essay in the National Review. With the encouragement of Saul Bellow, he expanded his thoughts into a book that reflected on the current state of American higher education. With praise in an op-ed piece by syndicated conservative commentator George Will titled A How-To Book for the Independent, it became an unexpected bestseller, remaining at number one on the New York Times bestseller list for nonfiction for 4 months. To a great extent, Bloom's criticism revolves around his belief that the great books of Western thought have been devalued as a source of wisdom. Bloom's critique extends beyond the university and speaks to the general crisis in American society. For Alan Bloom, the failure of contemporary liberal education leads to the sterile outlook of modern students and to their inability to fashion a life for themselves beyond the mundane things touted as success. Bloom argues that commercial pursuits have become more highly valued than love, the philosophic quest for truth, or the civilized pursuits of honor and glory. Recalling his friend in an interview after Bloom's death in 1992, Saul Bellow said, "Alan inhaled books and ideas the way the rest of us breathe air." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 14th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.